From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Will Robinson. The Columbia Public School Board of Education is sending a proposed policy on restraint, seclusion, and isolation back to the committee for revision. This comes after outcry over the last few days, after the circulation of photos of seclusion rooms under construction in the Center of Responsive Education. Parents are concerned about the use of the small rooms without door handles on the inside. Parents and advocates at the board's meeting last night also raised concerns over the policy possibly allowing teachers to go without annual training on restraint. Special ed advocate Dr. Laura Wakefield says she's grateful the board is listening to them.
We feel like this is a huge victory for children to have the board send the seclusion and restraint proposed policy back to the policy committee so that they can examine it and revise it and make it stronger and better for kids and teachers.
The board was scheduled to vote to approve the policy last night, but instead voted to send the language back to its policy committee. For the second time in a week, Governor Mike Parson will be in St. Louis to meet with local leaders to address violent crime in the city. The governor's office says Parson will meet Tuesday afternoon with Mayor Lyda Crewson, St. Louis County Executive Sam Page, and other local, state, and law enforcement officials. The meeting at St. Louis City Hall is closed to the public and the media. Parson, a Republican, met last week with about two dozen faith leaders in St. Louis and with Crewson. Washington University in St. Louis will receive nearly $4 million over the next 5 years as part of a national effort to end the spread of HIV. The university said Tuesday that the $3.9 million grant from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will be used to establish a regional resource center for HIV prevention efforts in 12 Midwestern states. The Missouri Department of Conservation is joining forces with several community partners to give away free trees to mid-Missouri residents impacted by tornado damage last spring. Nearly 400 trees will be offered at sites in Jefferson City and Eldon from October 3rd through the 5th. Residents can choose from a variety of 3-gallon potted tree species, including red oak, river birch, and eastern wahoo. The event is in response to the damage left by a series of powerful tornadoes that ripped through several mid-Missouri cities on May 22nd. Eldon Garden Club Vice President Caroline Cardwell knows firsthand what the damage looks like.
On a tornado, you never know where it's going to be. It just hit and miss. So it got a lot of stuff out on the south end of town, and Eldon is used to having 2 grocery stores. We've only had 1 grocery store since May.
The department is partnering with Forest Relief of Missouri, Jefferson City Parks and Recreation Department, the City of Eldon, and the Garden Clubs of Eldon and Jefferson City. I'm Will Robinson, KBIA News, Columbia.